Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You can be my baby. You drive me crazy. You can run the streets with your thugs. Be waiting for you.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 5:30 Creed, 2:30 Tupac, every day.
3:30 Country.
3:30 Country.
I'll tell you something, though.
What's that?
So,
no.
You know, I've told you. No, it's okay. All good. It's good. Okay. I've told you that All Eyes on Me is like my third or fourth favorite Tupac album.
Yes.
But Fritzy, he seems to be in love with the All Eyes on Me album. I've been hearing more songs from that album, and it kind of has brought me back. It's kind of, you know,
it might raise the flame in me.
Wow. Dude, you know what I smell, Spike?
What?
Next Mount Rushmore season? Ike's Mount Rushmore Tupac album.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, see,
mine's not
going to
be on there. Mine's not going to be on there. That's the
Spike
unfortunate.
Spike likes the worst of all
it
the
is
albums.
Not the worst of the albums. I think it is the most solid front to back, actually. I do. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, what is your faith level that the Eagles are not going to collapse like in 23 this year? So what is your faith level that they're not going to, that they won't collapse? Very high, relatively high, not high at all.
What's the difference between very high and relative? Is relatively high?
Well, very high is like they're gonna be fine.
It's the top.
Relatively high is like I hope they are.
Relatively high.
Yeah. What do you think the poll results are?
Three choices. Let's go 40% relatively high.
34% relatively high. So that's the middle one. Then we have very high, the confident people, and not high at all. The not confident people. So we have 65% left.
Okay.
So 34% for relatively high, 19% for very high, and the biggest one, 46%, not high at all. So almost half the people do not think they're going to pull themselves out of this.
Don't think they're going to pull themselves.
Do not think they're going to pull themselves out of it.
Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, it's coming off a loss.
Yeah,
so,
they are 8-3.
Yeah, Maria, I know, but you almost have to be reminded each game what the record is because the feelings have been going where the results of the games are.
And this is the easy part of their schedule. Should be the easier part of their schedule.
And I agree. I agree.
It's get right time. It's funny. I said this last night, big old Fritz 6 last night, that I'm actually more worried about the Eagles than I am on the other teams.
Yeah, I said that last week, I think, that their biggest... They're their biggest issue. Yes, they are. They are getting in their own way. So Jalen spoke after late. It must have been late yesterday, right? Maybe around 5 o'clock.
His press conferences are getting later and later.
Yeah, they sure are. They'll be at 8 o'clock one of these nights.
Trying to make sure we don't have a chance to respond to the next day.
Dude, it was like 6:15. I saw it pop up on my phone. Jalen Hurts speaking to the media.
They're just waiting out the media. Go home. Go home to your families. It's a holiday week. Go home to your families. Go home to your families. So the first thing we're going to play today actually has to do with our show. Yesterday, in which I said I think there need to be more design runs for Jalen, and here is somebody asked him about it. Here's his thoughts on it.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There have been fewer design runs for you, but in the small sample size where they've been called, you've had some success. Are you open to increasing that number to help the run game get going?
Yeah, I'm always open. I'm open to doing whatever it takes to win. I just go out there and execute it as it's called and go play the game. Go play the game. There's always a different plan, different strategy behind what KP has and what he wants to do going into a week. And so all of us is being all in, committed to that, and going out there and making it work and bringing it to light.
So he's very good at making me not know what he actually thinks.
Yeah, this is where I get off the boat with Jalen. The whole. That was just gibberish. I mean, he's just talking.
Yes.
Right? You know what I mean?
Like, we're all in to do whatever it takes.
Yeah, like,
do you like running the ball or do you not like
I don't know what the hell that means. He's just, what it really says, he doesn't have a real answer to these questions.
That's one reading of it. If I were to give a generous reading, what he doesn't want is for him to say, I like the quarterback runs. They don't do it on Friday. And the questions are, you said you like this,
right?
You know, you didn't do it. So is that you or is that KP? So I guess on some level, it's his version of Andy Reid's, I got to do a better job. It's like, go ahead, analyze this.
Yeah,
you know?
That's actually a good analogy because it's the whole Andy Reid, I got to do a better job to a point where people just were like, whatever.
Yes. you took responsibility. Congratulations.
Yeah, whatever.
Who threw out I got to do a better job this week? Was it Nick? Oh, on the Xavier Gibson punt return.
Oh, Nick said he got to do a better job.
I got to do a better job on that. Yeah.
I will say this from Jalen's viewpoint. You're the quarterback, so if those opportunities are there, like you have the ability to check into something that you are comfortable with and decide to go with it.
That's something Elliot says all the time.
Yeah,
look,
no, he does.
This guy can call whatever he wants.
He does. He has that ability to be able to do that. Now, he does that at times, and it works.
Yep.
And then he does it at times, and it doesn't work.
Sure.
Right. And that's just the truth of the matter. I'm a Jalen guy, but let's be honest. He's the maestro at the line of scrimmage. And he sees something there. He can check to that, to the quick out or quick hitch, what he's seeing in the passing game. Or if he decides, you know what? Let's stick with the play. Let's run it here. Or if you want to call the quick quarterback draw, he has the ability to do those things. That's built into the offense.
So here he was asked also about what he thinks Jalen has brought up the identity of the offense. We need an identity.
Yeah.
He was asked about that here.
Well, like, what should that identity be? You're the quarterback. You know, you get the ball every time. What would you like that identity in this offense?
The identity needs to be something everybody's in alignment in. So it's not a matter of how it looks. I don't care how it looks. I don't care who does it. I just like for it to get done. And I remember getting a question he's not here. He asked me the question about, you know, the pass game taking a step after a loss. It's like, well, who cares? We didn't win. So nothing takes precedent over finding ways to win.
All right, the last part of that, he knows that's going to ring true with a lot of people.
Yes.
It rings true with me.
Yeah. Don't care who it is.
Yeah, don't care who it is. Do whatever it takes to win the game. I believe he buys into that. In other words, he's not a quarterback that's chasing stats.
No, I don't think so.
You know what I'm saying? So he buys into the quarterback win stat. And if we win, I don't necessarily need the credit because he knows also he's going to get credit regardless.
Yes.
Yes. But he's not stat chasing.
He's seen that. He's seen that. He throws for 118 yards. They scored 13 points. They win. Jalen just wins.
So, yeah.
And that is the advantage of being a quarterback is that it is nobody says that about
any other player on the team.
Yeah. You know, Saquon goes for, they win that game Sunday. Saquon runs for 10 and 22. We're still asking what's wrong with Saquon.
Yeah. You know what, real quick?
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, he pointed out that he wants it to be defined. I'm in agreement with him there. That, because part of what he's saying is, it almost seems like we just go with what's working or what seems to be working in the moment versus we're going to come out and try to establish this, and this is our identity week in and week out. I don't know if that's a positive or negative. Do we want them to have the flexibility of making adjustments and doing what needs to be done, or do you try to impose your will on a team from a running standpoint or passing standpoint?
The real answer is the only thing that they are equipped to do is their identity is to be a running team, and they can't do it.
Right.
And that's truly the answer.
But do they want to be a running team?
I think they want to. Yeah. They just can't.
Right.
Like they just don't have the ability this year when they've always had the ability, and they don't have an answer. That is the Petula, good, bad, or indifferent. That's what they're stuck in.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. We'll get to the great Nick Kostos after we tell you about the Black Friday mega sale at National Appliance Warehouse.
Only a couple days left, Spike. You know, you're sitting there Thanksgiving, you're having people coming over, they're sitting there, they're all whispering to each other, playing a little game of whisper down the lane. You see how sad this guy's kitchen is?
They're all talking about you on the Facebook group of your town.
Yeah, don't be the talk of the party in a negative way. Get down to National Appliance Warehouse today and take advantage of the Black Friday mega sale. You don't have to wait until Friday. Now, Friday obviously is a part of it. You don't have to get down there at 4 a.m. You can take advantage of 40% off on over 100 brands, including Whirlpool appliances. You're getting great appliances, all the big brands, Sub-Zero, Wolf Cove, at great prices. You are getting a great price. Obviously, price is a short piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Tax-free Delaware helps, and of course, the Black Friday mega sale going on right now. But on top of all that, they always deliver an unbeatable customer experience. You walk in there, they treat you like family. They have a good time selling you appliances. They're serious about appliances now. They're dead serious about appliances.
You say selling you appliance, it's more than that.
Yeah.
It's solving your appliance problem.
Exactly.
That's what they do. They solve your problem. It's getting you the appliance, then delivering it to you, installing it, getting you the right price, all that. They solve your problem.
So you can learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to the showroom again and take advantage of the Black Friday mega sale in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Do we have the great Nick Kostos ready and ready and rocking or no? You can just tell me.
Not yet.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Ed in Phoenixville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Hi, Spike, Jack. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Ed.
What up, Ed? Happy Thanksgiving, hey, brother.
Thank you. So here's the thing. You know, I really am on team give Jalen Hurts more planned runs. You know, the idea is like, what can we do from a play-calling perspective that maximizes this offense, maximizes Jalen's abilities? And it's all predicated on, you know, his ability and willingness, to be honest, to run. So I think we need to do more of that. I'm not saying we run him into the ground like the Panthers did with Cam Newton, but, like, there has to be a balance there. So I look forward to hopefully seeing more of that on Friday. But I think more importantly for Sunday, and, you know, I was so frustrated watching the Cowboys game, it's like Tyler Guyton and Terrence Steele aren't exactly the second reincarnations of, like, Orlando Pace. Like, and we couldn't get a pass rush on them. Similar with the Bears, like, you got Theo Ben, I can't even pronounce his last name, and Darnell Wright. Like, for goodness sake, guys, let's, you know, Jalen Phillips, I don't think it was his fault, but, like, Vic Fangio, let's scheme up a pass rush. Like, for all the
Oh my God. Oh my God. Ed. So maybe this is me getting older. I was talking about this with a friend of mine who's a writer, and I was on his podcast, and he said, as we get older, we sort of see more from the coach's standpoint. As I've gotten older, I feel like I've become almost a coach apologist to some extent, because I think they're smarter than me generally in this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. When you say things, Ed, like, just scheme up a pass rush. You are talking about one of the greatest defensive coordinators of all time. Of all time. He knows how to do it. The idea of just scheming up a pass rush, all you want is him to blitz. That's what it is. Like, he knows that there's a limited number of schemes. You can stunt, you can do this, you can do that, but it's all, there's not like some magic thing where he runs a trick and then all of a sudden there's a pass rush. It's a numbers game. You either send more people, either you get to the quarterback with the four guys you're sending there, or you send an extra guy, which gives you a disadvantage if you don't get to the quarterback, because then the offense has a numbers advantage. That's it. And to Vic's credit, he's blitzed more this year than he ever has, except for the last 2 weeks before this one, because he didn't need to. But in this game, if you watch, go back and watch, he starts blitzing as the game goes on because the front four were not getting there. And I think the same thing about scheming up open receivers. Everybody's trying to do that, but they have the limitations of the players that they're dealing with. So it's not that I think Kevin Petullo is some genius. I have literally no idea. But if it was just easy to have wide receivers open all over the field, I can promise you every team would be doing it. But the defense is trying to not make that happen. So I just don't, and I appreciate the call, Ed. You want to give us your food hot take real quick?
Well, I may have to go into witness protection for this one, given that we're in Philadelphia, but Cooper Sharp cheese is crap.
Oh wow.
Cooper Sharp cheese is crap.
Wow, that is a hot one.
Well, we found out it's American cheese.
Yes, it is American cheese.
I thought it was a type of cheese.
Yeah, it is a type of cheese.
It's well, I understand the type of cheese, okay. But I thought like Cooper right. Sharp, I thought Cooper was the type of cheese.
I'm with Fritz on this one.
Cooper is the brand of cheese.
We got it. Now, no need to go back.
Okay.
Don't go back.
Like Land O'Lakes. All right. Joining us now. I like this.
Land O'Lakes is butter.
But it's a brand.
Yes.
And I hated his football take, but I really liked his hot take. Not that I have that feeling about Cooper Sharp American, but joining us now, Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Of course, you can hear Nick on You Better You Bet and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff on Sundays. What's up, Nick Costos?
On guys, how we doing? Terrible game for our Eagles on Sunday.
Yes.
Hopefully we get the chance to bounce back coming up on Friday against the Bears.
Yeah, now you are a devoted Eagles betting fan in Cover Eagles Cover. You didn't get it. I had the early text from you during the game and then the late text from you during the game that had very different different tones to it. You are blaming Saquon though.
He blamed himself after the game. He said he's been non-existent this season, which is true, right? Now, I think it's a combo of things, right? The offensive line has not been as good for the Philadelphia Eagles this season. I think like everybody knows that. But just eye test-wise, Saquon's not the same player he was last year. And it's not to say like he stinks, he doesn't stink, but maybe those 400-plus touches really took a toll on him. And look, he's way better than Tank Bigsby. He's way better than Will Shipley. He's way better than A.J. Dillon. But at this point right now, like, should Tank Bigsby be splitting carries 50-50 with Saquon Barkley?
No.
Is that sacrilegious to say that? Is that
65-35.
75-25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go 75-25.
If we're gonna,
as long as I give Tank 8 carries, I'm looking for 5 to 8 carries there, Nick.
Because really, Saquon only touched the ball. Saquon only had 10 carries.
Right. It's not like he got a ton of carries. Yeah.
I averaged 2.2 yards per carry. But eye test-wise, when he has the ball in his hands, he doesn't look like he did in the past. Like, maybe I'm not – he's not a bad player, obviously. He's a Hall of Fame caliber running back. Like, something's up. Either there's too much tread on the tires or he's hurt. The explosion's not there. And I'm not suggesting they bench him. I think we need to see more of Tank Bigsby right now.
I think Tank being fresher at this point in the season would be advantageous. I sort of agree.
And he's running with a purpose. He's running like he's hungry.
I agree and disagree on Saquon. I think he is in a very difficult position right now because the offensive line is playing really bad. And I think it's less about burst and more about Jason Vaught was bringing up this the other day. There are runs where it just doesn't look like he wants it the same way that he wanted it last year.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Maybe that has to do with the fact that there's too much tread on
yes.
the tires.
And yeah, look, for like, sure.
Mike, my counter to what you said about the offensive line, there is no one better equipped than me to make this statement. Like, offensive line is not an excuse for Saquon Barkley when he performed for years as a New York Football Giant behind that trash offensive line.
So, I agree.
Like, if you're a great running back, and he is a great running back, right? I'm not saying he's bad, but can we all agree that he's not the same player or even close to it that he was last year? And he's telling you. You don't even need me to say that. I think he's a huge problem right now for this offense. The fact that they go up 21-0, Spike and Ike, and can't choke the game out with run game and defense, to me, like, I am actually shaken with my confidence that this team's going back to the Super Bowl now following that performance.
So Friday, line 7 or 7.5, Eagles-Bears.
I think we're going down to 6.5.
Oh,
seven
really?
Right now, but I think this is going to drop down.
Okay, and line's higher than I thought it would be. I would have guessed 5 or something. So what are you thinking on that game Sunday?
Friday.
Well, Friday.
I'd really like to bet the Eagles. The Bears are getting healthier on defense. So they beat the Steelers on Sunday without all three of their starting linebackers and without their best corner, Jalen Johnson. Johnson was a full practice yesterday, and it looks like a couple of the linebackers are going to be back, so it'll be a healthier Chicago Bears team. And I feel like I'm on an island here because a lot of people I respect, I feel like the Bears in this game to at least keep the game close. I still think this is a big-time step up in class for Chicago. And, you know, Dallas was able to have success down the field against this Eagles team. And we've talked about this at the start of the year, too, right, with Philly. The lack of a number two corner may be coming to bite them at some point. Where Dory Jackson leaves, Jean's got to go to the outside, and George Pickens absolutely puts the clown suit on him. I don't know that the Bears have the outside receivers to be able to do that. Like, they attack you over the middle. Like, here's Luther Burden over the middle of the field. DJ Moore over the middle of the field. Roma Dunze is fine. He's not even close to George Pickens on the outside. So I do think schematically, Eagles defense versus Bears offense, I do like that matchup. And I would like to see the Eagles just throw all over the Bears in this game. I'm concerned about the run game. I don't know if they're going to be able to get it going with Saquon. If and when the number dips below 7 to 6.5, I'll be interested in the Philadelphia Eagles. This is like my Brokeback Mountain. I can't quit betting on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, all right. Yeah. There are different ways you
can
go with that.
Oh, boy.
Man.
Slow down.
Different ways. You do take good care of yourself.
I did see you on video, kind of.
Yeah.
Raise your chin a little bit there. You got to let me finish, see where I was going.
There. Yeah, well, you know.
Ooh, boy.
I let you finish. It could go any different number of directions. Any Thanksgiving games you love in particular?
I love the Chiefs.
Yeah. It's 3, right?
Yeah.
Are the Cowboys favorite? Who's favorite?
No, Chiefs. I think it's Chiefs minus 3.
Okay.
How did they lose this game? It's really unbelievable.
Yeah.
Look, the Chiefs are not the Eagles. I felt that way before the season. I think the Chiefs are the best team. I told you last week I may be on Moron Island, population 1, and the Chiefs really, like, thoroughly outplayed the Colts in that game. It would have been a very unlucky way for the Chiefs to lose. I feel like the Chiefs are kind of like John Wick, and last week they announced, you know, it kind of feels like we're back, and I feel like they're about to nuke the league here. They are way better than Dallas, and I don't think they will fold in the big spots like the Eagles did last week. Give me the Chiefs laying the 3 on the road in Dallas.
All right, and any prop tomorrow maybe to enjoy while you avoid your family?
Would you like? I could give you yardage and touchdown props in all 3 if you would like.
I like the touchdown props.
Give the touchdown props.
All right. How much time do I have?
80 seconds.
Okay, 80 seconds. So yeah. Green Bay, since Tucker Kraft got hurt, used 3 tight ends. John Fitzpatrick, Luke Musgrave, and Josh Weil. They all 3 play, all 3 get targets every game, so let's bet the one at the longest odds to score. That is Josh Weil for the Green Bay Packers. For Detroit, Khalif Raymond unlikely to play. Sam LaPorta is out for the season. Any Republicans in the audience, if you wake up on Thanksgiving wanting to own the libs, bet on Tesla. Isaac Tesla, and he touchdown their rookie receiver.
Dude, you're on fire today.
Yep.
I mean, holy cow.
I just wish people could see me on the stream. I got a haircut. It looks really good. Chiefs and the Cowboys. Noah Gray is not going to play for Kansas City. 50 shades of. The backup behind Travis Kelce. They will elevate Jared Wiley, and Big Bob Tonyan will be the other. Take your choice between Tonyan and Jared Wiley. Isaiah Pacheco is back for Kansas City, which means him and Kareem Hunt will split carries. Breshard Smith will catch passes out of the backfield in the old Jet McKinnon role. Breshard Smith anytime touchdown for KC. And we bet this on Sunday and did hit when Jamar Chase was out. Now T. Higgins is out. Mitchell Tinsley is a wide receiver that dominated in the preseason for Cincinnati, spawned a very funny quote from Jamar Chase, who said in the preseason, "I told Mitchell he would be a great number one receiver somewhere else." He's a really good player. He scored last week. No T. Higgins. Mitchell Tinsley anytime touchdown for the Cincinnati Bengals. And in that game, very quickly for Cincy, when T. Higgins doesn't play, Mike Gesicki basically operates as a wide receiver. Mike Gesicki over 36.5 receiving yards tomorrow night.
Happy Thanksgiving, Costos. Thanks as always, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving, bro.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, all the listeners, and your families. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
There he is, Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. You can hear Costos on the BetMGM network on the free Odyssey app. Coming up next, we do have Mike Mayock, correct, Jack?
Yes.
Yes. All right. We'll see how Big Fella's doing. We'll talk to Mike Mayock next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Happy Honda Days is happening now at Scott Honda of Westchester and Vineland. You can lease the all-new 2026 Honda HR-V Sport all-wheel drive for just $279 a month. The 2026 Honda Civic Sedan Hybrid Sport Touring for $309 a month, or the 2026 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive for $329 a month. Catch these holiday savings today. Head over to Scott Honda of Westchester or Vineland, and when you go, make sure you tell them Fritz sent you. It's always smooth sailing at Scott.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.